This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Sherry from Horicon says, apple cinnamon rice cake with cheese and avocado. That sounds like half of that sounds healthy. The rest sounds like a dessert. But I will accept that answer, Sherry. That's a great one. Our question tonight is, what is your favorite healthy food or snack? I got in a jam the last couple days. I had to drive from where I live in Marinette to Madison up to here. I was in a hurry. And I ate food I didn't want to eat twice, and it made me mad that healthy snacks aren't more available. So that's our question tonight. What is your favorite healthy snack or food? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app. Dave says, lean homemade beef jerky. I'm in awe of people that make their own jerky. Mm-hmm. That seems like a tedious process.
Well, the Ronco 5000 food dehydrator, remember those? That was like the infomercial that was on like every Saturday cartoon day. I had to watch nothing. All those.
But is that what it was for?
I don't know. They food dehydrated everything. You can make your own beef jerky, your own fruit roll-ups. Do you remember that?
I'm drawing a blank here.
You did not. Your parents didn't let you watch.
He's hanging you out to dry.
Sorry.
Seriously. I watched a lot of TV back in the day.
Those are the voices of my guests. The doctors in recital are in the hizzy.
In the hizz.
Kim Shevchik and Paul Piat are here in the studio. So great to have you guys back here. And I'm sorry, Chris, your better half. Or maybe you're the better half, Paul. I know nothing about your marriage.
She's kind of like the better three quarters.
Better three quarters.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
You give yourself 25%.
I think that's worth at least that.
That's pretty humble. That's not even a humble brag.
She's hopefully listening, and we hope she feels better
soon. Not feeling so hot.
She has no voice, but her ears hopefully are listening. Do you guys have a favorite healthy snack or food?
I like to pretend that chips and salsa are healthy. However, when you have the amount of chips that I have with my salsa, it's probably not so healthy.
You know, I think it'd be healthier if you had actual poker chips and salsa than chips.
Probably.
Is there a healthy chip?
I don't know. They make chips out of cauliflower.
We've baked it now, so it's healthier.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, but
I like fruit. Fruit's healthy.
Fruit is okay. Fruit's a good one. What about you, Paul? You got a healthy snack?
I love the venerable peanut. I like nuts in general, but just peanuts are great. And let's see, fruits and vegetables. I'm an avocado guy.
Same.
I can eat it with a spoon, just straight out of the skin, plain. I just love it.
I can't pick out the right avocado. I pick them out, and it's like not ripe or it's already brown.
And it's a tough one to have if you're in the mood for an avocado because you can't go to the store. It's like, oh, that's a week and a half. I still hope I feel like this, but they're really hard or whatever. But I said avocado toast with lime and sea salt. That's my favorite healthy snack. Sounds good.
Ooh.
Yeah. Steve says a celery stick and spread with peanut butter. That's a theme in Conrad's family, the peanut butter. That's a good one, Steve.
He does it the wrong way, though.
He does it the wrong way. He's calling out his dad on air. Michaela, not Michaela, by the way, we've established. I called her Michaela because I was just reading willy-nilly.
Michaela does look like Michaela.
It's spelled like that.
Legit.
I know a Michaela with a Y, so I got confused, and I apologize to Michaela from West Bend. But she says red wine.
Well, antioxidants.
Yeah.
They're a little bit. Unfortunately, a serving of alcohol is not.
It's like two fingers,
what
right?
We usually drink.
And that's from
here.
Someone. That's the downside of this discussion is we have people from the medical community here.
Yeah.
She says if that doesn't count, then raw bell pepper. Okay.
Mm. Oh.
She says no hard feelings about the name. Gave me a good laugh. I'm happy. I'm happy to hear that, Michaela. thank you, Michaela, very much. Paula, Conrad's mom, checking in says I like cashews and also hummus with cucumbers. Wow. That's a good healthy family right there. Anna says, my favorite healthy snack is nuts. Almonds, pecans, sunflower seeds, walnuts, and cashews. Mm. All unsalted, of course. See, that takes the fun out of it for me.
Mm. Yeah.
But they're good for you, right?
That's definitely good for you. Nuts are healthy, but again, serving size.
Yeah. Agreed.
People get a little gusto over the gusto on their servings.
Yeah.
Paul has an opinion.
Yeah.
Very calorie dense.
But it's good fats, right?
Yeah, it's okay. Good fats.
Good fat. Good.
All right, we'll do a couple more here. Bill from Green Bay says, Sabra olive tapenade hummus with pretzels and veggies.
Ooh, that's good
dynamite.
Choice.
That's a great choice. One. Bill just won the internet tonight. Mm-hmm. That was ambitious. Jim from Appleton says mixed nuts, almonds, walnuts, cashews, pecans, peanuts, and pistachios. I love pistachios.
What about hazelnuts? Those are the best.
How about filberts?
Ooh.
If we're going to get in the dirt here, let's really get down and dirty. Mm. Dave says, I got a Nesco as a gift. A good question would be, what's your favorite Ronco product?
Ronco.
The Ginsu, baby.
The Ginsu knife.
He says the pocket fisherman.
Ooh, pocket
I remember that.
Fisherman, yes.
That's ringing a bell.
Yes.
It is ringing a bell.
Yes.
I'm not a fisherman in general, so I like to catch a fish with my bare hands just to really go full-blown nature.
Wow. Like, are you doing that, what do they call it, noodling with the catfish or something?
You're what now?
Oh, I don't know what that
noodling,
is.
Noodling, yeah. Okay. Isn't that what they call it?
Canoodling?
No, that's like, I feel stupid.
That's different.
There's some kind of catfish thing that you get it with your hand and then you...
She said noodling, not canoodling.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to canoodle catfish.
Yeah.
Noodling for catfish. It's a thing.
That's
according
a thing.
To the hand fishing for catfish is called noodling.
Well, I see, sometimes you say something you think is funny and then it really exists and
it's
sort of takes all the fun out of it.
Oh, sorry.
Every time I come here, I learn something new. I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's why we're here. Okay.
I agree. I always learn something
new. Let's get into it, because you guys came all the way down to the studio not to talk about nuts or healthy snacks or whatever. It's great to have you both back here. I'm sorry Chris couldn't be here, but I hope she has a speedy recovery. And I hope it's not rickets. Is it rickets?
You know, I doubt it, because she takes a lot of vitamin D. I think we're safe.
Okay.
I think we're safe there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No scurvy.
Maybe scurvy, though, because she's, you know, the vitamin C.
She's a merchant marine.
Oh, she is a pirate. She lives in Bayport School District.
Watch out for the scurvy.
Well done.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know we were going to talk about rickets and scurvy.
Yeah, well, you are in the medical group. You have to expect.
Off the rails.
Look at this cool poster.
I
Hold
did
that up,
bring
Kim.
Our poster.
This
okay.
is the Doctors in Recital poster for this year, January 25th, 2025.
I brought it because sometimes it's fun. People are like, oh, what kind of show is it? Well, when can you come and be at an amazing evening of music and, you know, listen to, let's see, we've got an OBGYN, several OBGYNs. We've got cardiology, we've got occupational health, plastic surgery, intensivist. Jeez. I mean, we've got all
you're
these
on
amazing.
There, Kim. I yeah, saw there's you're on
me.
There.
I had my hair straightened. I look like a weirdo. I didn't even recognize myself. I look at this poster. I'm like, where's me?
Kim?
Oh yeah, that's right. I straightened
did you
my
not,
hair.
Did you not know they were going to take the photo that day?
No, that was.
It's like the kid that forgets picture day and shows up in the Iron Maiden T-shirt. You know? Whoops.
Yeah.
Oops. I forgot that I had. Taking that picture.
Oh, you look great. This is
anyway.
So hold this up and let people who are watching in the stream. This is Doctors in Recital. For people listening who have not heard you guys in the show before or might not know what Doctors in Recital is, tell us about this really cool event and what you guys do.
So we have been in existence for I believe this is now our 17th, maybe 18th year, but we have an amazing group of area physicians and medical professionals who get together to make a difference by making music. So we put on a music concert, a variety show from classical to jazz to pop music and everything in between. And all of these people are from different organizations, which is kind of unique that they're from competing organizations who come together. They're from Northeast Wisconsin. And we raise money by selling tickets and sponsorships for people to come. And we pick a different community organization every year. This year, we have several. So we have the Ecumenical Partnership for Housing. And we have Foster the Village. And then for our music education recipients, because we also focus on music education in our community, Heritage Hill Fife and Drum Corps and the Griffin String Music Quartet, who they go and do free concerts and educational opportunities for people in our area.
I love that. I mean, I love all of it, but I love that you help foster music education. So tell us about that. Where does that, is it for different programs? Do you buy
every
instruments?
Year we have, we do an application process. So we open up our application for the next year right away after our show. So people who have in our area, maybe a program that they're looking to fund, to promote music education, whether it's in schools or perhaps for older adults, which is kind of what Griffin String Quartet focuses on. Heritage Hills program, they're actually bringing that traditional fife and drum corps, you know, from like the revolutionary period, and they take local musicians and train kids, actually, who are then wearing the traditional uniforms, and they perform at various reenactment events. So that's kind of unique this year. In previous years, we've done some different things with various schools. Last year, we combined with the Power Tool Horns. They did a some jazz outreach education at area schools in our community. So we like variety. So we never know what we're going to get. Next year, who knows? Maybe you're going to start something, a nonprofit. You're going to start music education.
What do you think I should
radio
do?
Radio production. I don't know. It'd be kind of fun.
Radio production.
It would be.
Wouldn't it?
Radio production. That's Conrad's area of expertise. I can't do that.
I thought he was going to slip and say, that's boring. I was like, wait a minute.
I barely stay awake through my own show. So all right. 2025. The 2025 show will be Saturday.
Saturday.
7 p.m. January 25th.
Yep.
2025.
Yep.
Tickets are available at TicketStar for $25.
Starting at $25. And this year, what's new is we have reserved seating.
Okay.
So we've had the problem of nearly selling out for several years. So the Widener asked that previous years we had kind of a first come, first serve seating. But as you can imagine, that can make logistics a bit hard.
Yeah.
We wanted to make sure that we have a safe event, that we have not this mad, crazy rush. So we have reserved seating. And so we want people to either visit our website, www.doctorsinrecital.org, or you can go right to our local Ticketmaster and the website, or at the ticket office and get Ticketmaster. Ticketstar. I always do that.
Ticketstar. Oh, mm.
Ticketstar is our team. And at the Widener, we have a beautiful facility, one of a kind, just so privileged in our community to have it. And you can definitely plan on having an amazing evening. We have, I love actually, I was looking at the show lineup because it's so eclectic, but somehow Lucinda, our producer, just fits it all together. And we've got things that are just very traditional classical pieces. And we have Dolly Parton song that we're doing, 9 to 5.
Oh, nice.
A lot of people, you know, bring their own flair. And there are people that come back year after year that people look forward to hearing. So we even have original music. Dr. Vardis puts a wonderful group of people together, writes a song, usually has something to do with our recipients. And it's just a beautiful night.
Wow. My guests are Kim Shefchik and Paul Piat. They are here tonight as representing Doctors in Recital, a great show that happens right here in Northeast Wisconsin. Do other communities do this? I mean, I'm sure that everybody has their charitable, events, but this is pretty unique, I would say, right?
So again, I call her our fairy godmother, Lucinda Roberts, started this idea when she was working with Hyde Music at the time, and Steinway wanted to do something like this. They worked together, but it's really grown to a one of a kind. Other areas have tried to do something similar, but they've not been able to get quite the partnership that we have with our local healthcare organizations. So Belen has a longstanding history of being a huge sponsor for us, but we've also had performers from, you know, our competitors, Belen's competitors. I work at Belen, but we all get together. We've got Purveya and the HSHS hospitals and Aurora and the Independents, and people really come together for this one event. It's pretty unique, and the talent is amazing. And we have local musicians, people like Paul Pia, and we have the Power Tool Horns, and we have many people that are friends with musicians. So we have some professional level caliber people, as well as our physicians.
You've got really big donors and sponsors too. Like, if I wanted a sponsor, if I wanted my name next to Belen, what's that going to run me?
Well, how big do you want your name next to Belen?
Yeah. Same size, same font. Brought to you by Belen and Pete Schwabba.
Ooh, wow.
And Nightlight and Conrad.
I can.
You can put my name really small, though. I don't need, it doesn't need to be big.
Donate a sawbuck and we'll get this thing going. All right.
I'm sure we could figure something out, Pete. I'm sure we could figure it out.
The Doctors in Recital are here. DIR, the DIR.
Yeah, we call ourselves DIR.
Oh, you do?
DIR, yes.
Oh, I thought it was
so, because who wants to type out Doctors in Recital? Trust me, I do DIR all the time.
Kim and Paul are going to sing. That is coming up right after a very short break. You're going to want to hear these guys. They're terrific. Even without Chris, who we will miss, but you're going to bring it. It's so great having you here in the studio. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
my baby. Here she comes now. And it comes as no surprise to me.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie checking in a little earlier. I like that. He says, I grew up on junk food. I love chips, Fritos, Doritos, fried and hot Cheetos, kettle cooked or barbecue potato chips. I collected and ate them all. But I'm fighting back. I'm eating more organic, low or no salt, dry roasted pistachios, cashews, pecans, and organic natural peanut butter. Steadfast, the nutty Professor Edward. Steady Eddie goes all Shakespeare on us once in a while. I love it. That's a great one. Thank you, Eddie. This is exciting. The doctors in recital are here. Kim Shefchik and Paul Piat are here representing the doctors in recital. You're not the only doctors in recital.
No. We are a consistent team in Doctors in Recital for many years now, but we are not the show by any means.
No.
We get way more than
On that poster, there's like 25 people, and I see pictures on the website where there's like 100 people on stage.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a choir.
Yeah.
And the choir isn't just physicians. And anyone with ties to the medical community is welcome to join. And we are very fortunate that many of our acts bring in, you know, other people, whether it's, oh, I've got a friend that plays bass and is going to play on my song.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful, interesting menagerie of people.
It's outstanding. So let's not waste any more time. The kidding around is pretty much over. Let's hear some, whatever you guys want to play. What are you going to play for us?
Well, we decided to start with everybody's favorite vampire tune. It's the vampire love song ballad. And
vampires are in love.
A thousand years.
Nothing says Christmas like that. Okay, here are the doctors in recital live in the studio.
Heart beats fast, colors and promises. How to be brave? How can I love when I'm afraid to fall? But watching you stand alone, all of my doubt suddenly goes away somehow. One step closer. I have died every day waiting for you. Darling, don't be afraid. Beauty in all she is. I will be brave. I will not let anything take away what's standing in front of me. Every breath, every hour has come to this. One step. Darling, don't be afraid. I've loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. All along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I've loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. One step closer.
darling, don't be afraid. I've loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more. All along I believed I would find you. Time has brought your heart to me. I've loved you for a thousand years. I love you for a thousand more.
What a great song. Where does that come from? I've never heard of that before.
So, again, the vampire love story.
Yeah.
Come on. The Twilight series.
I was going to say Twilight or Interview with a Vampire
or
something. But...
was it Christina Perry, I think, that sang it? I don't know who wrote it. We should probably look that up to give props to that person.
So what kind of music do you guys typically play? It's January 25th. It's after the holidays. Is it kind of a, if people go, what can they expect to see?
Honestly, it's so varied.
Everything
really? And anything.
Nice.
Like,
I mean, we had bagpipes last year.
Last year we had bagpipes. This year we do not have bagpipes.
Nope.
too many walkouts or what?
Yeah, right.
It was good.
All right, let's pick up here with the bagpipes. We're going to do some news. Civic Media's award-winning news. Here's a text from Sherry, too, from the 920. Thanks, Pete. I needed this after Mom's passing Friday. Very sorry for your loss, Sherry. So,
sorry, but
glad.
Sherry.
Hopefully we brought a smile to your face, and I'm sure Kim and Paul did just that with that beautiful song, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, sat there at the table and acted real naive. Her knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Well, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
All right, we're back here at the Nightlight Studios here at WGBW, and it's great to have the guys from Comedy City here. Nick Wallander, Scott Rumott, and Nick Hendel are here tonight. They did some improv for us right before the news. Guys, first of all, do you have any holiday shows coming up? Do you guys get more crowded then?
Oh, yeah. Business picks up regardless at the holiday season. But recently, in the last couple of years, we decided, like, hey, let's create a couple of holiday themed shows. So we have quite a bit of stuff coming up. It's crazy the number of shows that we have. And it starts next week, technically, the night before Thanksgiving, Wednesday night. We don't ever do shows on Wednesdays. We tried it last year, and people are looking for stuff to do rather than hang out with their in-laws or talk to their high school friends at a bar.
Yeah.
That's the start of it next Wednesday night. And then next weekend, we start one of four shows called Snowy Mittens, an improvised holiday romance. It's an improvised take on Hallmark Christmas movies.
I love it.
Yeah, it writes itself as we're on stage. Like, those movies are all so similar that we get suggestions from we basically do a Mad Libs with the audience. And just fill in the blank and create a plot line and play it out. That one's been pretty popular. We have, at the theater itself, we have a couple radio plays coming up the week right before Christmas, it's two nights, and it's if you aren't familiar with radio plays, it's like going back to the 30s and 40s.
Yeah,
actors reading from scripts, and then we have a Foley station where the sound effects are created live. Last year we did A Christmas Story. This year we went a little more contemporary, and it's going to be Die Hard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then later that week we have a tradition that we've done for almost 10 years now, the comedy roast of Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. Don't bring the kids. It's a riot. And then right before Christmas, we have another Snowy Mittens. We have a puppet-based show for the kids where we improvise with puppets. That's been fun. And then there's also the John Brunage Christmas special, which is one of our troop members, John Brunage. He will tell you that it's a Christmas special featuring him, John Brunage, and leave it at that. But it's more like an improvised take on like the old Dean Martin Christmas specials. And I'm sure there's something I'm forgetting in the mix as well. But check us out at comedycity.net or comedycity.fun. I like saying that version of it because you can get a .fun domain on the internet.
Oh, no kidding.
That's what we got.
That's great.
So yeah, comedycity.fun. You can see the whole lineup there or check us out on Facebook.
Who are your, like, if you have people that you kind of emulate or that inspired you as improvisers, who would they be? Like Second City or Groundlings or SCTV?
Actually, it's also a local person as well. When I grew up, I watched Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
And Joel Hodgson was from Oshawanon.
Yeah.
And I watched that, and I'm addicted to that show. So, like, I think a lot of the improvisation that I did when I was younger was just talking back to the TV and just seeing, like, how funny I could be to myself. but then I took that, to the Comedy City, and I was like, all right, let's do some jokes now. And I can just boom, 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 shout out things that I want to say, riffs and all that stuff.
What about you guys?
Yeah, definitely for me, when I was a child, I liked, watching like Eddie Murphy and stuff. I liked Point of Accents, but a more local hero for me is a guy in our troop named Garth Zimmerman, or Mr. Zimmerman to me. So in the sixth grade, he was my teacher. He was my sixth grade teacher. After school, he had this improv club that he ran for many, many years, doing games that we play now, that we play in the troop.
Yeah.
And he was teaching kids improv, because kids and improv go really well together. Kids don't have any, they're not in any boxes,
There's no filter.
There's no filter. Right. They have such creativity that they can just spew out, and teaching those skills of like working together was really good. And so Mr. Zimmerman, I can't break that.
So funny that you call another guy in your troupe Mr.
Oh yeah, we
just him.
This guy like 70 or something, like
he taught me everything I knew, and he actually retired my year, so he never taught any more improv. He's still in the troupe. Okay. But then when I was in high school, he asked me to join. And so that's how I started. And so for me, a lot of my improv was from him. Because before that, I had no idea what improv was. I had no basis for it. So
that's so cool. What about you, Nick?
I think I have a few different influences. And I mean, going back to being a kid, I was always in a little trouble for, trying to be too funny. And eventually, found a way to use it. but I think this goes all the way back to... I was a fan of pro wrestling as a kid, and there were a lot of really popular wrestlers, guys like The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Ric Flair, the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Those guys rarely used a script, and they were funny as can be. So I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, there was a point in time where I'm in like high school, and I'm like, let's do backyard wrestling, and like maybe I'll get in shape and do that one day. Didn't happen. But then, you start watching a lot of comedy on TV. In college, I saw a little stand-up. There was an improv group on campus I watched a few times. At that point, I had no idea I wanted to do it. And then when I moved to Green Bay about 17 years ago, I started watching Comedy City shows. And that's where I think I really got inspired. It was like, oh, wow, there are people doing this locally. This isn't like trying to get to L.A. or Chicago or New York. You can do improv anywhere. So auditions were held. So I'd say like the people that I really like looked at and said, they're great, I'd like to do this, are people like Mike Esterkhan, who is our fearless leader, and even Craig Kindit, I'll bring up. He's one of the guys that I would see in shows all the time. And, he was brilliant. My friend Jessica Blavitt was a regular performing back in the day, and she was absolutely brilliant as well. So it was just really cool to see that you can do improv anywhere. Anyone can do it. And I gave it a shot, auditioned a couple times, and ended up in it. And now I get to be friends with those people.
You didn't say my name.
Yeah. Well, you're here. That'd be weird. You're here.
He doesn't want any of that awkwardness between.
Yeah. I'll slide you a dollar.
It's so cool that you guys, and you're right, that this group exists in Green Bay. You don't even have to go to Milwaukee. You know, it's right here. And it's such a great outlet. All right, you guys are going to do something next called Advice Column. Explain what this is to us.
All right, so we're going to get some general suggestions, each of us, that is going to inform the type of character we're going to play.
Okay.
And then at that point, once we get that suggestion, we'll introduce ourselves, and then we'll get ready to field questions from either you, Conrad, or anyone in the audience who might have one on the text, Facebook, wherever.
If people want to text in a suggestion, what kind of stuff you recommend they text in?
Not like yes or no type questions. Open-ended. Like
anything they're looking for advice.
Yeah,
from,
like what should I do?
Actual advice.
Yeah, what should I do about my boss who's overbearing? Or, you know, my dog keeps digging holes.
Okay, that's all right, folks. If you want to get part of the fun here, text in a suggestion for these guys. This is Advice Column, and you can get actual advice for a problem you're having. So let us know. You can call or text. What do you need from us to get started?
We'll each ask a question first, and then we'll get our character set.
Okay.
So for my character, I'm going to base it off of a dialect or like a European dialect that you might have or a regional accent that you might have. So that's what I'm looking for my character.
So other you or Conrad, if you got one?
Give you a dialect. Yeah. Is Northeast Wisconsin too easy? How about Illinois? How about Chicago?
You want Chicago?
Yeah.
I'll try that. I'll try it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And then I'll take, how about a hobby that you might think people just spend a lot of time doing?
Bowling.
Nice.
All right.
All right. And then a group of people from like high school or college, like, oh, it's that group of people at the table.
The Glee Club.
Glee Club. All right. All right. We'll start with Nick and have him introduce himself.
I'm a Gary. My name's Gary. I'm from Chicago, the Windy City. You know, I'm proud to be here. I'm real excited to be here. Answer your questions. Get some advice answered. Send your questions my way. You know, I'm here for it.
All right, my name's Dave. I go bowling down at the Long Range. I got a 297 last week, not to brag, but it's pretty hard score to get. But you know, I think I might go to the pros eventually, maybe once I take those bumpers out.
Hey everybody, my name is Trevor. I am here to dole out all the best advice. La 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 la.
All right. So it's suggestion time. Okay, Craig Kinnett says, hey guys, I've got some kids that just can't behave this close to Christmas. What advice would you have?
Well, I think a great idea would be to take all of them to the movie theater and have them see a Wicked, but take them to AMC theaters where they said they're not allowed to sing or talk, and let the people at the theater take care of it.
Now, what I like to do is when my children are causing a ruckus, I just take some of the 12-pound balls and have them hold one in each hand. That way they walk around the house carrying that weight, those 24 pounds and all, and it just tuckers them out. They get all tired and sleepy. They don't even have any energy to fight back. They'll just be like, okay, I'll go to bed now.
Nah. I tell them. Santa's not coming around. He's not coming around. And I'll hand deliver the coal to him. I'll give him the coal. I'll tell him, you know, you're a bad kid. You're getting nothing but coal, and you can't even use it. We don't use coal anymore. You can't even use it.
I've got a neighbor who parks in my driveway. What should I do?
Well, what you got to do is make sure that your driveway is so dangerous for him that he cannot park his car, because as soon as he gets in out of his car, you just put a whole bunch of wax down and he'll slide and fall. Or if it gets winter time, you just spray your whole driveway down with water. It'll freeze. He'll fall. He'll think twice about parking in your driveway.
you know, I'd say me and you are friends, right? Me and you are friends. Well, I got this cousin of mine. His name's Tony. He runs his own fixer up a place. He takes away cars when they need to be taken away. You know what I mean? And you give him a call. You give Tony a call. You say Gary sent you, and he'll fix that. He'll get rid of that car for you.
Just the car?
Yeah. Okay. Just the car.
Well, I think you should challenge him to a sing-off. So you get your best friends, and he'll get his besties, and you just get stand on both sides of the driveway, and you just start singing. And if that doesn't work, you should do what they did in Hamilton and just duel it out.
If that doesn't work, maybe just a dance-off or an arm wrestle or something.
Sure, whatever. But definitely some singing should be involved.
It's Nick Wallander, Scott Rumott, and Nick Hendel here doing advice column. They're from Comedy City in De Pere. Check out their shows. They have a lot of stuff going on this time of year. Can you guys hang out? We got one more quick break, and then I'd love it if you help me close down the show.
Totally. I mean, totally.
Sometimes yeah, stay in character if you want. I want to ask you about your venue when we come back and your theater and what that's like, and we'll put a bow on this thing. Thanks so much for being here tonight, guys. Scott, Nick, and Scott and the Knicks will be here, and Craig hopefully will still stick with us here on the stream. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. We are coming right back, and I'll read some more of your texts too.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Tomorrow night on the show, it is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here with some new music, like she is every week. And some great conversation. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Tonight, we have the guys from Comedy City here in De Pere, the two Knicks. The two Knicks and Scott. If you guys ever break off, I think that could be a great sketch group name.
We're looking for, we have another Nick in the troupe. We have three Knicks. And so we're looking for a fourth Nick to join so we can do a Nick at Night show.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
A little Knicker Shop Quartet, maybe. Mm-hmm. Ooh. And we'll go to the text line here, too. I want to make sure we get these in. Steady Eddie says, Pete, my world record, one word or maybe two, Haagen-Dazs. I heard Haagen-Dazs is just a made-up word or two. I believe I could eat more Haagen-Dazs coffee ice cream in 1 hour than any other human being now alive. It's very specific, Eddie.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. It's on. I would be in the Guinness Book of World Records. I would finally be rich and famous or maybe just fat and ready for a nap. Steady Eddie. P.S. Jim Ringo played center for the Packers in the 1960s. Am I right? He's right. Right, guys? Yeah. Bridget says, from the 818 says, oldest living person. Breaking the record is inspiring me to get really healthy. What is the... Con, can you go to the Google? What's the record for oldest living person?
Is that that's
110 or something?
I think
like
114.
That?
114 was going to be my guess. Yeah.
Wow. I feel okay. Like,
122.
Oh, 122.
Wow. Okay.
That's a whole child away.
I am 22 right now. So that's 100 years.
100 years. Yeah.
101 if you want to break it.
I know,
get ready.
I know.
Get ready.
100, but they haven't been sexually active since they were 41. That's a long time between hayrides, folks. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, see if I'm in time. Totally made up. I breed chihuahuas with Great Danes. You are a sick man. I breed chihuahuas with Great Danes, and I can't stop them from making a mess after their special time. Any help?
Well, I think the biggest problem here is that maybe you just shouldn't do that.
I think if you just get some of that spray they put in the shoes, it'll just clean up anything. It'll
the bowling kill any, shoe spray?
Yeah,
I think it's a very
germs.
Profitable venture. I'd like to discuss this further.
Oh, you are a sick man, Jameson. That's Jameson from Pennsylvania. So the guys from Comedy City are here in De Pere. Tell us about your venue, you guys. Yeah. You got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, our theater is located in historic downtown West De Pere.
Beautiful.
West side of the bridge there. We have been there, I think, 5 years now in that particular location. It's a very intimate theater. We have capacity for about 70 seats. So there's never a bad seat. You see the stage right there. Doors usually open half hour before the shows. We have a bar at the venue, so you can get your drinks, popcorn, candy. So you can make a whole night of it. And we're actually right next door to another bar that's a great place to go after the show. The Porch, if you haven't been there. So it's downtown De Pere is actually phenomenal for dinner and entertainment, yeah, if you beautiful. Let it be.
That's great. Do you guys have, when I did stand up in the 90s, it was never as bad as people said, but every once in a while you get a heckler. Do you have that same problem doing improv? Are there people like that?
Yeah, and I think they're a different kind of heckler. Usually our hecklers are people who got drunk and really confident. And either they dangerous. Just keep trying to force their suggestions in and... Everyone's just like, oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable. Or you ignore them and then they take it personally.
Yo.
So then they try to like be louder and even more inappropriate. So usually the way that we deal with them is, direct the attention elsewhere and then they settle down. But in some cases they don't. So you just literally just call them out on it and you make them the joke.
Yeah.
And probably like stand-up guys would do as well, make them the joke and they'll decide to be quiet or leave. And every once in a while, that's what someone chooses to do. They're just like, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
I feel like they'd be better, like, just because there's more of you on stage, like, whereas a stand-up is up there flying solo.
Yeah.
You guys are probably a little more, not intimidating, but, like, they'd be more hesitant to heckle.
Yeah. It's not often, but it does happen from time to time.
Okay. That's good. Well, one last plug for the holiday shows. Let people know and where they can find out more information and get some tickets.
Yeah, check us out at comedycity.fun. We are also Comedy City Theater on Facebook. So much fun stuff coming up. If you like Hallmark movies, we've got Snowy Mittens. This weekend, we've got, for Widow's Weekend, we have an all-women show, Hilarious, 8:30 Saturday night. There's so much going on. I'm not even going to list it off. There's something for everyone, including New Year's Eve. We do 3 shows on New Year's Eve. We do simulated countdowns for the family show at 5 and the adult show at 7:30. So if you can't stay up that late, we'll take care of you.
Is there ever nudity?
No.
Okay.
Not yet, unless someone really not, you know.
Only
no.
once, I think. Only once.
Conrad wanted me to ask, so I just thought I would. You guys are great. Thank you so much. It was great having you in the studio. And Jameson checks in and he says, haha, thanks. Just wanted to throw a curveball. Well, your problem was answered there, Jameson. Thank you for the text. Thank you all for the texts and the calls. And thank you guys for being here tonight. This was really fun. And thank you to Yao. That was fun, Conrad.
Yeah, I can't wait to try some of that peanut
the brittle. I know. I thought it was like mochlet, and it's totally opposite. It's like a real candy that's real natural.
Nothing can be as bad as mochlet, as Monica says.
Take your word for it. Will you guys come back sometime? This was really fun.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to have you guys back on the show. And we can you can get up, move around. Is it physical? Do you ever get like crazy physical on stage?
Oh, yeah.
Is it mostly? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There are nights where I regret not being more physically fit.
our previous location had a hole in the wall that one of our performers got a little too excited and he just knocked into it and broke it, and then after they patched it, he broke it again. Yeah.
We will sacrifice our bodies for you if you come see us. Yes.
Yep. Thus the new venue. All right, thank you guys for being here. This was great, and it was great to meet you guys. That's Nick Wallander, Nick Hendel, and Scott Rumat. Thanks so much, and thank you to everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow night to do this show on a Friday, a bar band Friday night, and filmmaker Cole Sheldon will be here too. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on behalf of the lovable producer Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
Take me to your best friend's house. Marmalade, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, take me to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.